You're listening to Under a Pile of Books, and I'm your host, Calvin Park. Great to be back with you for another weekly pod, everyone. I hope that you got a chance to listen to the episode from earlier this week. That was the host cast, where the co-hosts of Self-Published Fantasy Month all got on and talked about our love for self-published fantasy, what we're excited about for Self-Published Fantasy Month, which is September. It's going on right now. If you have not yet had a chance to kind of join us, don't worry. There's still plenty left in this month. You can check out selfpublishedfantasymonth.com. All one word, selfpublishedfantasymonth.com. And we have reviews up there. We have interviews. We have giveaways going on. There are going to be special podcast episodes throughout the month, and I am really excited. Well, let me pause for a second. I'll let you know more about that at the end of the podcast. But I did want to let you know we also have guest posts over on selfpublishedfantasymonth.com. Plenty of reviews, interviews, all that stuff. You can also check out on Goodreads, we are doing a read along with The Thief Who Pulled on Trouble's Braids by Michael McClung. This was the first ever SPFBO winner. And so this is, you know, it's great to be able to do this read-along. You can join us over there, join in the discussion. Of course, lots of giveaways going on. Check out selfpublishedfantasymonth.com for that. So I did want to talk about, though, a couple things here. Kind of as I normally do on the podcast. So the first, my week in review, I am really excited to be able to talk about Half a Soul by Olivia Atwater. So this is, you can read my full review over on selfpublishedfantasymonth.com, and that'll also be up on Goodreads and on Fantasy Book Review here in the next week or two. But right now you can see my full written review over on selfpublishedfantasymonth.com. But in any case, Half a Soul by Olivia Atwater. This was just a delightful read. It is a fantasy of manners. So it's a historical fantasy set in Regency England. And one of the things that I really appreciated about this one is just the, it was almost whimsical in a way. You know, it very much a almost like a Howl's Moving Castle kind of feel or something of that nature, where there's this kind of like handsome but strange wizard magic user, the Lord Scorsier in this case. And then there is Dora, who, you know, her emotions are kind of muted because she only has half a soul. And so she doesn't, you know, her particularly like her immediate emotions are quite muted. So her reactions to things are quite muted, and that can make her a little strange and whatnot. Of course, the two are eventually drawn to one another, and it's quite an interesting romance, but then also a bit of just kind of an interesting plot, a little bit of a mystery to it in some aspects. And so that's quite fun as well. So I really enjoyed Half a Soul. I think the characterization in this one is really strong. The voice I thought was very good. And again, just kind of a delightful, you know, fun read. It's very much something I can see. Just, you know, you curl up with a cup of coffee, a cup of hot tea, a cup of cocoa, and just read and enjoy. So this is one I can heartily recommend to you, especially if you are a fan of like fantasy of manners, Regency kind of historical fantasy. I think there is a lot that you will like in this one. you know, it would be not dissimilar to something like Snowspelled by Stephanie Burgess, which I've also reviewed and quite enjoyed. So Half a Soul by Olivia Atwater. Encourage you, go ahead, take a look at that, grab it off of Amazon, you know, Kindle or whatnot, and enjoy. There's also another one set in the same world, which I don't believe is out yet. I think it is coming out maybe later this month or next month, something like that. And it's called 10,000 Stitches. And I don't think it's the same characters, but it is sort of set in the same world, this historical Regency England that Atwater has created. So I enjoyed Half a Soul enough that I hope, depending on my reading schedule, to go right ahead and pick up 10,000 Stitches when it comes out. Now, I will say that's going to depend a little bit on what my reading actually ends up looking like in October. I want to talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But before I do, what do I have sort of on deck? So very much enjoyed Half a Soul. That was my first read for Self-Published Fantasy Month. Great time with it. What I'm reading currently, actually, I just finished reading The Exercise of Vital Powers by Ian Gregory, and this is the first book in the Legends of the Order series. You're going to get my review of that this week over on selfpublishedfantasymonth.com, and I'll talk about it next week on the weekly pod. That's great. Looking forward to talking about that. I also am currently reading another read for Self-Published Fantasy Month, which is by Sea and Sky. And this is by Antoine Bandelay. And he also had last year in Spiffbo, I believe by Sea and Sky is a Spiffbo entrant in the current Spiffbo. Last year, he had a book, The Kishi, which I think ended up as a semifinalist, and I have not read The Kishi yet. I want to; it's on my list. But currently, I'm reading by Sea and Sky, and I'm kind of having some fun with that. So definitely, you know, be on the lookout. I'll be talking about that, if not next week, then the week after on the pod here, and I look forward to talking about that. So that's kind of my on deck reads for this. For the coming week or whatnot. But we need to pause and just real quick talk about some upcoming releases that are a little further along or a little further out than what I normally talk about in this segment. So normally, you know, when I'm talking about this, you are going to hear about books that are coming out here in the next week or two. And there is a lot that is sort of on, you know, that is coming out here in the next week or two. However, there are a number of releases coming out, in later September and throughout October and even into November that I am super excited about. And I'm really not sure how I'm going to read all the ones that I want to. So there are a lot of upcoming releases. Travis Riddle has an upcoming release. I think that's going to be out in October sometime. And I actually have an advanced reader copy of that. And thank you very much to Travis Riddle for that. And I'm looking forward to getting into that once I finish up with my reads for Self-Published Fantasy Month. And I have a couple other arcs by different authors that are the releases are coming up here. But then also we have Will White's next book in the Cradle series, which is, we don't know exactly when it's going to release. But it will be sometime, I imagine, fairly soon. The reason for that is Will actually put up a picture of the proof copy you know, next to all the other Cradle books. So this is the eighth Cradle book, Winter Steel, that I'm talking about. I cannot wait to read it. I'm hoping that we're going to get it late September or sometime in October. This matters because Winter Steel, I'm going to read Winter Steel when it comes out. Super excited about that. Cannot wait to get into that. But that starts to make October look like just a crazy month. And I'm hoping to reread during the month of October the Stormlight Archive, because Rhythm of War, the fourth book in Brandon Sanderson's The Stormlight Archive, comes out this November, November 17th, I believe it is. The cover is amazing. It's another Michael Whelan cover. And just phenomenal, wonderful. So I really, really, really love Michael Whelan covers. I love the Stormlight Archive. So I'm hoping to reread the full thing. And these are huge books. They're all over 300,000 words. Some of them are over 400,000 words. So huge books. That's a huge time commitment. In addition to that, I want to reread Winter Steel, which I believe is going to be the largest of the Cradle books so far. And so, you know, it'll probably still only be like 140,000 words or something, but I want to read that, and then some of these other arcs and whatnot that I have. So October is going to be a very busy month for me reading wise, and frankly, I'm not sure I'm going to get done all that I'm hoping to get done. But those are my plans, and so you'll get to hear me talk about some of those books. I'm super excited. October, November shaping up to be really great months in terms of releases, and I cannot wait to say more about some of these books that you know, are going to be coming out and that I'm going to get to read. And I'm super excited for that. So, you know, definitely keep your eyes out, keep your ears open, I guess, to the podcast here and what we're going to have as I talk about some of these books. And really excited, folks, there's just so much great fantasy. And I know I talk about it all the time, but there is so much amazing fantasy coming out. And I also have to be honest, I was just talking about Michael Whelan a few moments ago, and I love his artwork. I love his, the covers that he's done on the Stormlight Archive and many, many other just kind of iconic fantasy series. But I also have to be honest that, you know, we see just a number of really, really amazing artists doing amazing work, you know, on self-published novels. Amir Zand has just some incredible cover artwork. He did the cover for Balaam Spring by Travis Riddle and also Spit and Song, and just two amazing, really, really wonderful covers. You know, John DiGiovanni did the cover for Fortune's Fool and a number of others that are just amazing. He did the self-published cover for Devin Madsen's We Ride the Storm. You know, he's done the Crimson Queen cover art and that whole series. You know, he's done the Paternus stuff, just really amazing, amazing artwork. And, you know, out there on some great self-published novels. I have also enjoyed Britt K. Kelly, who has done the covers for the Heretic Gods series, Banebringer and Cursebreaker, and then also for kind of the side story, Sweetblade. You know, there are some amazing artists out there doing amazing cover art. And, you know, unfortunately, that's not something, being a podcast as opposed to like a YouTube channel or something, I can't show you the artwork. But please go look up Amir Zand, John Anthony DiGiovanni, Britt K. Kelly. You know, look up some of those books to get a taste of their artwork. Balaam Spring for Amir. You can look up Fortune's Fool for John Anthony DiGiovanni. You can look up Sweetblade by Carol A. Park for Britt K. Kelly. And just great, great stuff out there. Check it out. Just so much amazing artwork. And there are more than those three. There are other phenomenal cover artists out there, artists in their own right who are also doing cover work, much like Michael Whelan. And I love it. It is wonderful. And I need more of this art just hanging, you know, on my wall in my house, which I do actually have. I think I mentioned before, I have the Michael Whelan covers for the Stormlight Archive books up on my walls around the house. So that is awesome. Anyway, let me take a moment here, talk a little bit about just some couple other quick items of interest. The first of those is, if you have not watched the documentary on Netflix, High Score, it is well worth it. If you are into video games at all, role-playing games, fantasy, science fiction, kind of all those related topics, it's about video games, don't get me wrong, but it touches on some of these other things as well, because video games touch on science fiction and touch on fantasy. So well worth watching. It's a lot of fun. I'm not all the way through all the episodes yet, but the ones that I've seen have been just excellent, really well done, and really interesting. So that's really cool. Encourage you, go take a look at that, High Score on Netflix. Also, and in this case, this has nothing to do with fantasy or science fiction, but I just really am enjoying it, and that is also on Netflix, Cobra Kai. So this was originally produced on YouTube, and Netflix recently bought it, purchased the whole show, and so now Cobra Kai is on Netflix. The first two seasons and season three will be coming out. I've finished the first season of it, and basically Cobra Kai is it's a sequel in the form of a TV series to the original Karate Kid trilogy. And it's a lot of fun. It follows Johnny and Daniel as adults, and there's just a lot to like about it. And I can't wait to see what season two brings. Like I said, I finished season one, but if you enjoyed the Karate Kid movies when you were younger, as I did, well worth taking some time and checking out Cobra Kai on Netflix, especially if you couldn't get it because you didn't subscribe to YouTube Premium or YouTube Red or whatever YouTube's thing was called for a while there. So anyway, it's now available on Netflix. Go check it out. Well worth your time. All right, by way of just housekeeping and a couple things coming up, we are going to have for you midweek on Tuesdays, you're going to get a special podcast episode every week here in September. First one last week was the Hostcast. I mentioned that already. If you haven't gotten a chance to listen to it, go listen to it. Beth and Justine and Jason are great, and it was wonderful getting to talk to them and just share our passion together for self-published fantasy. So go listen to that if you haven't had the opportunity to do so yet. You are going to get a special interview episode this Tuesday, and I'm not going to say who it's with because I want it to be a surprise, but I am so excited for you to hear this, not only because it is just a wonderful interview, tremendous, tremendous thoughts on self-publishing as an industry, how to do self-publishing, and kind of the fantasy scene overall. So just some great thoughts on that. But it is with an author that I love and that I am so excited and so honored to have the opportunity to interview on the podcast for you all. That's kind of the tease I will give you. This is just huge, super excited to have this author and partner on the website, on the podcast, and cannot wait for you to listen to it. So be on the lookout, check it out. It'll be ready to go. You'll get it midweek this coming week. And then it doesn't end there. There are several more podcasts, special podcast episodes, roundtables, and interviews and whatnot that you're going to get throughout the month that I am so, so excited for. So, just keep it on your radar, kind of mark Tuesdays on your calendar, check out what we're giving you in terms of content for Self-Published Fantasy Month. And definitely go check out selfpublishedfantasymonth.com. Follow the Twitter handle, SelfPubFanMonth, because there is just so much that that we want to give you guys and talk about. Like I said, giveaways, interviews, guest posts, read along, all kinds of crazy stuff. Go check it out. We got amazing content for you here as part of Self-Published Fantasy Month. And as always, thank you so much for listening. It is great to be able to do that or do this with you all each week and each month, and just all the fun that I get to have talking about fantasy. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, happy reading.